Mitzia Daf Nun Hey. We're starting from the Mishnah, almost halfway down on the Amud. So we were discussing what the shear was of Onah. So the Mishnah goes back to that. Onah Arba Kesef. What is Onah? It's 4 silver mos. That was out of the 24 silver mos, which, as we discussed, is the one sixth threshold. And once we mention that shear, so we go on to discuss other shiurim that exist in money. The claim, which could be machayev shvua, is 2 silver mos. So here we're talking about the claim of the right to swear when someone is modim b'miksas, when someone partially agrees to a claim. So it only applies if the claim is for an amount that's worth at least 2 silver mos. Notice that's the general claim, that something is worth at least 2 silver mos, v'adal shava pruta. And the part that the person is partially admitting to, the partial admission, is at least worth a pruta. So the overall discussion is 2 silver mos. And the admission, the hodah, which has been miksas, is for the amount that is worth at least 1 pruta. So once we mention a pruta, that's the amount that the person is admitting to, which is machayev him to make a shvua. So now the Gemara mentions that there are other cases where there's a minimum of a pruta in halacha. Chamesh pruta, same. There are 5 halachas in the Torah where the minimum of a pruta is important. Hodah shav pruta, the first is the one that we spoke about, where the minimum amount for an admission to be mechayev shvua is worth a pruta. Isha miskadesh v'shav pruta, a woman can become miskadesh as kiddushin, as long as the money given to her for kiddushin is worth at least a pruta. V'anena b'shav pruta ben hektish ma'al, someone who gets benefit worth a pruta from hektish is ma'al. There's mi'ila. Mi'ila is that your chayev karen chomesh v'asham for benefiting wrongly from hektish, and that's only if the amount benefited was worth a pruta. V'amotzi shav pruta chayev l'achor, someone who finds a lost item which is worth at least 1 pruta, he's obligated to publicly announce so that the owner can claim it. But that's only, again, if it is worth at least a pruta. Someone who steals property worth at least a pruta from his friend, finish below, and then he swearly swears falsely that he did, as he denies that he stole, he has to take it after him even to the faraway place of Madai. In other words, once he confesses and he needs the atonement now, and he has to return the stolen property, he can't just give it to the shliach of the person, but he has to chase him down all the way until Madai. So we start off with the opening din of the Mishnah that the Onah was Arba Kesef, 4 ma'os, silver ma'os of 24 silver ma'os, 1/6. So the Gemara says, what was it necessary to say that? Didn't we learn that already in the Mishnah before? Tanina Chatazimah, we learned this in the Mishnah before. Onah, what is price fraud? Arba Kesef, me'asram Arba Kesef Asela. It's 4 silver ma'os out of 24 silver ma'os that are in Asela, which is Shos Lamakach. That is 1/6 of the purchase. So why does our Mishnah have to repeat this? Says the Gemara in answer, you're right. It was just to set up the coming things that the Mishnah will talk about, that if the claim for modim b'miksas, it has to be that the claim overall is at least about 2 silver kesef, and the person admitting the hodah is worth at least a pruta. That's where it's necessary. That part of the Mishnah was necessary. So the Tana repeated the halacha about price fraud just to introduce that halacha. Says the Gemara, that's also taught in another Mishnah in Shas. Hanami Tanina, that's also been taught. Shavuos Hadayanin, what is the Shua of the judges? This is the Mishnah in Shavuos. Hatanish de Kasev Odash of a Pruta. The claim has to be for at least 2 silver maos, and the admission has to be at least worth a Pruta. So that's not a novelty to put that part of the Mishnah either. So the Gemara says, you're right, Sefer Tzrichale, it's all the end of the Mishnah, which was necessary. The end of the Mishnah teaches Chamesh Pruta, saying that there are 5 cases where a minimum of Pruta is important on a halacha. So all the things that were in the Mishnah before were just a lead up to that end of the Mishnah. What is that list? Chamesh Pruta, saying that there are 5 Prutas. So the Gemara says, but seemingly we left off some. Our Mishnah said, the Hodah, Avashav Pruta, the woman is got a Shav Pruta, Hektish, Mom, Hektish, and Mal, and Ashav Saveda, and stealing. All those are the 5 the Mishnah listed. What about Onah Pruta? For example, Rashi gives, if it was worth 6 Prutas and someone was overcharged 7, so that would be the minimum amount. So why don't we say that? Amar Papa says, "Mercy, no other pruta." So it must be that there is no halacha of onah by a pruta by onah. Meaning, there is no halacha specifically that it depends on pruta. What does it depend on? So it seems that it depends on is that the base price has to be at least an iser. An iser is the smallest silver coin. 1 silver coin, the smallest silver coin in iser equals 8 prutas. So actually, the shear then of pruta would be 1/6 of an iser, which is worth more than a pruta. So what we're saying is that the shear of onah by the shear for onah is not pruta. The shear for onah rather is measured by 1/6 of a smallest silver coin, which is actually worth more than a pruta. And that's why the Tana did not have it, because it's not true. It's not true that the shear of onah depends on a pruta. Says the Gemara, not everyone accepts this, but Levi Amar Levi disagrees. Yesh Onah leprutos. The halacha of Onah does in fact apply to prutos. V'chein tavel masisi. Levi taught in his brisa chamish prutos. There are five. Levi is bringing a brisa which teaches a little bit different than our Mishnah. There are five prutos in halacha Onah pruta. The halacha, the first one, that Onah of a pruta, Onah Oda pruta, and Mishnah both of them mixas. It depends on a pruta. Kedusha Yisha pruta. Bimikadosh a woman is affected with a pruta. Kedusha a pruta. Stealing a pruta. Yisha is adin a pruta. And the court sits down only to judge a case with a pruta. In other words, where there's a plaintiff and a defendant and they're fighting, then the court will adjudicate. But they will not do it for something that's worth less than a pruta. So there are differences between our list and Levi's list. So the first one, taka depends. It seems that there's a machlokas in the shear of Onah, if it depends on pruta or not. Our Tana holds it does not depend on pruta. It depends on 1/6 of the smallest silver coin. Whereas Levi learns that it does depend on a pruta. Says the Gemara, Kasha v'tani nidan, for our Tana, my Tana l'tani shivas adayon. Why doesn't he teach the halacha of shivas adayon? What's the halacha of shivas adayon? That the court does not convene unless it is worth a pruta. Why didn't our Tana say that? Says the Gemara, he agrees with the law, but he already feels that he said it. Tana l'gezel, he spoke about theft. From there we see that less than a pruta is not financially significant, so same way he wouldn't have to return the lost, that stolen money for less than a pruta, so too the court wouldn't convene. We can see that. Says the Gemara, Vilo Tani Gezel, Tani Aveda, but we spoke about Gezel, we spoke about Aveda, so why couldn't we infer one from the other? Elamai, we're speaking out all the cases. So why can't we speak out the case of Yeshiva Sadayonin as well? So Gemara says, no, there, Hanasach Esrichale, in that case, it was actually necessary to teach. Why? Because Gezel, for Gezel, goes Machab Shabrita Vinish Balechon Rachav of the Madai. We wanted to say that if someone steals from someone worth a pruta and he's worth falsely and admits, he has to go even to Madai, even if that was just worth a pruta. And for Aveda, we want to teach Hamotzi Aveda Shabrita Chayav Lahachris, Avogad the Zol, from somebody finds a lost object, which is worth a pruta, and then is obligated to announce it, even if then it depreciates and it's worth less than a pruta before he's announcing it. Since when he found that it was worth a pruta, then it's already locked in that he has a chiyuv to announce it. So that's why the Mishnah wanted to speak about Aveda separately from Gzela. Says the Gemara, question, but Levi, according to Levi, my time lo tani Aveda bepruta. Why didn't Levi speak about Aveda for pruta? In Levi's list, he only had Gezel. He didn't have Aveda. Why didn't he speak about Aveda? Says Gemara, tani Gezel, he felt it can be included in theft. From the law of theft, we see that only pruta or more is financially significant. So too, we can infer by Aveda as well. It's only if it's worth a pruta that it needs to be returned. Says the Gemara, Miluk Tani Gezel, Tani Shivas Adayanan, but he still taught Shivas Adayanan, even though he taught Gezel. So you see, he's going through all the things, even though one could really be inferred from the other. So we should say the same for teaching Aveda. Says the Gemara, no, that one was actually a novelty, because Yeshivas Adon Etzrichale is novelty to speak about a court session, Lafikun Rav Ketina, to exclude from what Rav Ketina taught. Amar Rav Ketina, based in Iskakon, Filo Pachos Misha Pruta. Rav Ketina says that a court has to adjudicate claims, even if it's not worth a pruta. The Gemara will elaborate upon that coming up, but I'll call upon him, Levi wanted to exclude from that. Says the Gemara, another question, Levi, my time I looked on the Hekdesh. Why didn't he speak about Hekdesh? The halacha is that someone who benefits, a pruta's worth of benefit from Hekdesh is Moel, is Mi'ila. So why didn't Levi speak about that? Says the Gemara, Bechulin Kamari, Bekachim, Lokamari. Levi's bride is only discussing Chulin. He was not speaking Kachim. Kachim is like a different area of halacha, and he agrees with the halacha that it depends on pruta, but he simply was not discussing Kachim. Says the Gemara, Alatani Dan, regarding Artani, the Kamari, Bekachim. He clearly is discussing Kachim. He mentioned Mi'ila. So Nisin Maisa pruta. Why didn't he speak about the law that Maizer Sheni cannot be redeemed unless it's worth a pruta? Why didn't our Tana teach that? Says the Gemara, Kamad Amar Ein Mechum Shapruta, because we're going like the opinion that you can only make a redemption of Maizer Sheni if the fifth, the additional fifth, will be worth a pruta. So actually it has to be worth much more than a pruta to redeem it. You need so much that the fifth of it will be worth a pruta. Remember, we had that dispute a couple days ago. Says the Gemara, listening, Chomesh Maizer Pruta. So then, okay, good answer. We can't just say Maizer Sheni has to be worth a pruta, but we could say that the Chomesh or the Maizer Sheni has to be worth a pruta. Says the Gemara, Bekarna Kamari, Bechomesh Lo Kamari. We're only speaking about principal amounts. We're not speaking about the fifth amounts. So you're right. It is true that there is another pruta, and that is the Chomesh of the Maizer Sheni, but we're not discussing Chomesh amounts. We're only discussing principal amounts, and therefore it wasn't set. Says the Gemara, Gufa, what did we say previously? Amar Avkatina, based in his Kalkana, Filu Pachos Mishav Pruta. The court is Niskakin. They have to deal with claims even if it's less than a Shavar Pruta. That was Rav Ketina, and it seemed that the Gemara before said that Levi had disagreed with that. Says the Gemara, Masa Rav, Rav has a kasha from the Brisa. The Torah says, Ve'isa Sharchata Min HaKodesh Yishan. What he has deprived from the Kodesh, he has to pay back. This is when someone is Moel. Top of the Amud Beis, L'Rabbas Pachos Shavar Pruta Li Yishavan. This comes to show us that even if it's worth less than a Shavar Pruta, it has to be returned. And so someone who uses Beis HaMikdash Shafi more than the Shavu Pruta, he's liable for meal. He has to pay the principal. Now, in order normally to be chayv the Chomesh and the Asham, there has to be that it was a Pruta. But just to return the principal, the Torah goes out of its way to show us that even worse, even if it's worth less than a Shavu Pruta, you do have to return the Karen to Akdash. So there, the Pasuk went out of its way to teach that L'Kodesh in. By Kodesh, yes, the Torah went out of its way to show us that less than a Pruta is significant. But for regular property, if it's not a Pruta, it's not significant. So then clearly a court wouldn't have to sit for a claim that's worth less than a Shavu Pruta if we see that it's not significant. Generally, the only reason why you have to give it to Hakdish was because the Torah went out of its way to teach it. So then you would assume that generally in Halacha, less than a Shavu Pruta is totally insignificant, and you would not have to adjudicate a court case for less than a Shavu Pruta. So why is it, or we're asking, why is it that we would involve ourselves for less than a Shavu Pruta? So the Gemara therefore changes. If anything was said about a court convening for a case worth less than a Pruta, this is the way it was said. Amar Rav Ketina, im huskaku based on the Shavu Pruta, if the court convened to judge a case which was already worth a Pruta, then if anyways they're sitting for that, gomer afilu b'chamesh Pruta, then they will make a judgment even if it ends up being worth less than a Pruta. What is the case? So Rashi explains that the case is that one person, let's call him Reuven, made a suit against Shimon worth a Pruta, so they're taking up the case. And before they finish, now Shimon countersues. He claims less than a Pruta from Reuven. Now the court will deal with it. Once they're already sitting down for the claims between Reuven and Shimon, then they'll deal with another claim which counters, even if it's worth less than a Pruta. That is what the case of Rav Ketina was. Tchilas din bina Pruta. Yes, at the beginning of the court case, we need a Pruta. Gmar din lo bina Pruta. But for the end, for the verdict, we don't require a Pruta. So that was specifically, that was the case where Rav Ketina's halacha was said. But generally, to sit down lechatchila in Hachanami, we wouldn't sit down lechatchila to judge a court case in Hachanami unless it was for the value of a Pruta. Okay, we continue. What Mishnah says, Chamisha Chom Shemim, there are five examples in the Torah of a fifth. Elohim, these are the fifth, which are at Ochol Shurma when a Kohen, a non-Kohen by mistake eats Shurma. What is the halacha? He has to pay back produce to the Kohen, which becomes Shurma, with an additional fifth, Shurma's Meiser. Or if he eats Shurma's Meiser, that's also supposed to go to the Kohen. The one-tenth portion of the Meiser goes to the Kohen, Shurma's Meiser, Shurma, or Shurma's Meiser of Demai. This is a much bigger novelty because Demai is a suffix to begin with. It's unclear to begin with whether or not the truma was taken off, whether the ma'aser was taken off. You're just machmer l'chumra when you buy from the Amah Aretz to take off the ma'aser and give it. So there, the truma's ma'aser is just a chumra to be given. But nonetheless, the Mishnah is teaching that although it's such a stringency to give it, but once a non-Kohen were to eat the truma's ma'aser, then he would be obligated to pay the Kohen back with an additional fifth. V'achalav, he eats chalav, which is designated for the Kohen as well. He has to pay back an additional fifth. V'abikurim, most of Chomesh, in all these cases, you have to add the fifth. And basically, the idea is any of the things that are called truma in the Torah, when you eat them inadvertently and you're paying back the Kohen, you have to add a fifth. That is case number one. All of those are included in the, there are five Chomeshes, but those are all case number one. Case number two, ha'poden at the revayu ma'aser sheni shalo. Someone who's redeeming the fourth year of fruit, which is meant to be taken up to Yerushalayim, or ma'aser sheni. So the halacha is when you're being poded your own stuff, the din is most of Chomesh, you add an additional fifth. Hapoda esak deisho, someone who redeems his own things. In other words, he was makdish them, and now he's redeeming it. A random person who redeems it at their value. But when the owner is redeeming it, then he has to pay an extra fifth, most of Chomesh. Hanena shavah pruta min hakdish, there's someone who derives a pruta's worth of benefit from hakdish, where me'ila most of Chomesh, he has to add a Chomesh. Hakoza chomesh shavah pruta, someone who steals a pruta from his friend, finish below, and then he denies the claim and falsely swears that he didn't do it, most of Chomesh, he must add a fifth. So the Gemara now analyzes one of the cases which was very interesting to us in the Mishnah was Trumas Meiser of Demai. Remember, Demai is when you buy from an Amah Aretz. It's unclear to begin with whether or not Meiser was taken off. The rabbis were strict and they said, assume it wasn't and take off Meiser. And now from that Meiser, you have to take off the Trumas Meiser. And now the non-Kohen is eating that. So the Mishnah says, we have to be so strict to make him pay back the coin plus an additional fifth. So Amar Rav Akasha, Rabbi Lazar had a difficulty with this. Trumas Meiser shel Demai. In the case of Trumas Meiser of Demai, it's all Midrabanan. Midaraisa, there's no sanctity. Where the rabbi is so strong to be like the Torah. In other words, the Torah says when the non-Kohen eats the Truma or the Trumas Meiser, he has to pay back plus an additional fifth. But this is all Midrabanan. So if this is all Midrabanan, why is the Rabbanan becoming so strong? In other words, it's illogical for the Rabbanan to make a penalty so strong. Yes, they want to take it. They want you to take off Trumas Meiser, we can extend. But for them to go so strict, so far, above and beyond, to say that you have to pay so much, that you have to pay an additional fifth if you eat it, that seems a little bit extreme. So the Gemara, you know, as we should assume for the rabbis were mekel, you don't have to pay back plus the additional fifth if it's all trumas meiser of demise. And the Gemara says, no, Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel Amani Rav Meir. Here we're going like the opinion of Rav Meir. The Amar also chum chizik l'tiferim kishol Torah, that the rabbanim do, they strengthen their enactments, the rabbanim make their takanos so strong as if it's from the Torah. So we say that someone who eats trumas meiser of demise, you do in fact have to pay back plus an additional fifth. And the reason why you have to do that is the Rabbanu were mechazik, their own enactments, just like as if they were the Torah's laws. That's how far the Rabbanu went in their extreme ways. The Tanya, as it says in the Brisa, where do we see Rav Meir's opinion? Maybe get Medina Sayyam. Halacha is when an agent brings a get of divorce from overseas. So the law is that we're concerned that there's issues with the get. It may not have been written correctly, if you remember from the beginning of Gittin. And therefore we say that the Shliach is meant to testify, to tell the court that it was written and signed in their presence. So what happens if it didn't happen? That was all rabbinic takana. What happens if it doesn't occur? And also Allah, he gave it to her. He didn't say, now the woman gets remarried. What's the law? Yotzi Vavlan Mam. So the second person has to send her out, and all of the children from the relationship where she remarries would be a mamzer. In other words, we assume she's mamzer, a married woman. We treat it as if she's not divorced at all. Divrei Rameir, this is the opinion of Rameir. No, the offspring is not a mamzer. Why is that? Because the whole thing to require Rafanei Nachlav is only a drop on it. So therefore, we don't make the kid a mamzer. Ketzad Yasa, what should the agent do if you forgot to say? Let him be money, should take the get back. You give back to her in front of two witnesses. So basically, we see that Rameir was so strict over there. Rameir was so strict, and he said, if you miss Rafanei Nachlav, the woman gets remarried and there are kids, the kids are mamzer. So the Gemara analyzes, and now it gets back to our point. Just because the agent didn't say what he was supposed to say, he didn't satisfy the takana drabanan. Yotzi v'havlan mamzer, he has to send her out, and the children are considered mamzerim. It must be. Gemara answers in. Yes, it is that way. Rameir, the time Rameir is a lishita. So Damar Avuna Mishmei Dula Ravuna said in the name of Ula. Omar, how Rameir Rameir used to say, Kolam Menshana mi matbeash, or Tavachacham and Begitin. If somebody deviates, if somebody switches from the way that Rabbanim were misaking for a get to be given, the woman remarries on the basis of such a get different than the way the Chacham said to give it. What's the din? Yotzi v'avlan mamzer. The rule is the second man should send her out and the children would be mamzerim. So this supports what we're saying, that according to Rav Meir, the Rabbanim were mechazik the takanos as if it's from the Torah. So the same way Rav Meir makes it a mamzer from a get, but doesn't have a funny nachman, so too Rav Meir is going to say the same thing by someone who eats the trumas meiser of demai. Someone who eats the trumas meiser of demai, we're going to be so strict to say that they have to pay back plus an additional fifth. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Tomorrow we'll question this idea of whether or not really it's true that according to Rameir we're mechazik all the rabbanans, and whether or not it's really true that if someone eats trumas meiser of demai, they should have to pay back plus an additional fifth.